Now, you actually play guitar on this album too, right?
Yeah, it's the first time I've played guitar on a record of mine. First time I've sung background vocals on a record of mine. So I owe that to my producer, Kenny Greenberg. I would never be one to kind of, you know, push for that, but he asked for it, and so that was a fun thing for me to do. It's something I've never had the opportunity to do.
It just seems like an entirely new experience, which had to be fun.
Yeah, it was intimidating for me because I don't consider myself a great guitar player, but when you listen to Alone and Forsaken and The Caretaker, that's me playing guitar on there, so you can be the judge.
Now, my brother-in-law is a huge fan of yours, as I am, and he plays guitar as well, so he wanted me to ask you if you have a favorite guitar.
Well, I use Alvarez guitars predominantly, so probably the high-end guitar that Alvarez makes is called a Yari. Oh. That's a pretty good guitar.
Okay, now, did you give it a name?
Did I give the guitar a name?
Yeah, I've heard that everybody, I don't have a guitar, but everybody almost who has a guitar has named the guitar. Have you done that?
No. Like I say, if I was a better guitar player, I might name it, but my guitar, based on how I play, would prefer to be anonymous.
Well, you never know. After going out on tour, hopefully next year with this brand new album, she might have a name by the end of it. Josh Turner, thank you so much. We are so excited to play many more of those songs from your new album. It's called Country State of Mind. Make sure to check it out. Josh, thank you so much for your time, and hang in there for the rest of 2020. Hopefully we'll see you out on the road next year.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.